One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, hello. Live from New York. I don't think I'm ever going to forget your face while we were on the ferry to Staten Island.
Oh my God. That was wild. For those of us who went on the ferry to see Statue of Lib and Ellis Island yesterday, oh my God, I still can't believe the capacity that was allowed on the ferry.
Lots of people.
Not safe, don't agree. More ferries, fewer people. Please, awful, so scary. I really, really, really thought that it was gonna tip.
And not only did you think it was gonna tip, but you thought that you alone would be the one to stop it by your you were standing, legs stabilising the boat with all your strength.
Yeah, I was. I actually had a sore core the next day from that. I was bracing.
You were bracing.
As they say, I was. Yeah. I was so scared. I really, really, really thought that was going to be the end of this and we were not going to make it to the half marathon.
Welcome to episode 194 of the Women's Running Podcast. I'm your host, Esther Newman, and she's your other host, Holly Taylor. On this podcast, we talk about health, politics, stuff on TV, and what we ate last night. Occasionally, we talk about running. This podcast is brought to you live from New York. We went out there last weekend with the very wonderful Sports Tours International and a fabulous bunch of pod squadders to run the Real Simple Women's Half Marathon through Central Park. This pod takes place in the breakfast room of the hotel a couple of hours after running the race. So here we chat about our experiences in New York, including some sightseeing, fun and games. We also share our thoughts about the course itself, which was stunning, but undulating. We talk about the funny signs we saw and the not so funny signs, as well as the supporters en route. We hear from pod squadders Marta, who was running her first half marathon, and Marion, who has now run 100 half marathons, and many more besides. Enjoy the giggles right here. Now, do please come and join us on Patreon. You can get a ton of extra pod squad benefits from just £2 a month, including newsletters, live chats, and you can join our exclusive and very lovely Discord community filled with wonderful runners just like you. All of that, and you'll always be the first to know about trips just like this one. Go to patreon.com/womensrunning to find out more. This episode is sponsored by Cooper. Cooper is the official training app of the TCS London Marathon, which is marvellous, but you don't need to be training for that to love it as much as we do.
No, that's definitely true. I've been using it as an extra handy supplement for my half marathon training for New York. I'm using about 5 different training plans, but Cooper is definitely part of that, and I absolutely love it. It offers flexible, personalised training plans from 5K all the way up to marathon. Ultras are even on the cards, and it's just so easy to use and to understand.
You get live coaching either through the app or on your Garmin or Apple Watch. I've got my Garmin hooked up to it. It's really simple to do. and super easy to follow. And another thing I appreciate is that you can use it for more than one race. You can pop in your target marathon, for instance, and then pop in a 10K or a half marathon along the way, and the plan will adapt to include them.
We've been able to access 24/7 support from real life coaches through the Cooper app as well, including Jordan. We adore Jordan. She is a friend of the pod.
And you know how much I love a boot camp. Well, with the app, you can access regular strength and conditioning sessions to help you stay injury free. The videos are really easy to follow and there's lots of bodyweight stuff, so you don't need loads of kit. I've really enjoyed this part of the training. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, I've been using it for a lot of the strength stuff too. And also interval sessions. I thought that I would hate them. I must confess, I'm not brilliant remembering to do them, but Cooper has changed the game for me a little bit with that. And I actually really look forward to them now. Have you tried the Amsterdam?
Ah, the tulips, the canals, the cycling.
Well, never mind all that. On Cooper, the Amsterdam is an interval session and it's the one I love the most. This one is 10 times 1 minute fast, 1 minute walk or jog. So even idiots like us can get our heads around it. They're hard, but I've definitely felt my fitness improve now and I'm trying to incorporate those sessions at least once a week.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It's definitely made me work harder, but feel better. Cooper has been like a friend, encouraging me to go a bit faster on the speedy bits rather than telling me off if I'm not going fast enough.
Yeah, Cooper helps you keep motivated with things like running streaks, progress trackers, regular coach check-ins, and they've got this brilliant beat your goals guarantee. So if you train with Cooper and you don't beat your goals, you actually get your money back.
But what if your goals are to learn the ukulele and to spend less time looking at chonky cat videos?
I'm going to have to pass on that one. That might be in the next update, but I have not noticed that feature thus far.
Please tell me we've got a discount for the Pod Squad.
We have indeed got a discount for the Pod Squad. Who do you take us for? For a free 2-week trial of Cooper, just use the code WOMENSRUNNING2 and fill your running boots.
Brilliant. So that's Women's Running 2. Go and download the app now.
Okay, hello. Live from New York. Oh, it's so exciting. It is really strange to paint a picture for the listener who is not with us right now. We are in the breakfast area,
yeah, very glamorous.
Of the hotel. We're sat on bar stools and we're looking at everybody else sat as if we're at the, as if you guys are at the Last Supper, all on one long table. Who's going to betray us tonight? We'll find out. How are we all doing?
Well, we've all just run a half marathon, all of us, which is amazing. So congratulations to all of you. How are you all feeling? You okay?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, good. Oh. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you lots of questions about your races in a sec.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we thought we would start by telling you guys about ours, if that's not too self-indulgent, but we'll do the usual spiel and do a bit of chat with us. And then we've definitely got some questions and not intense ones, and bits that we can chat about as a group. But I'm going to start by asking you how... Well, actually, tell you what, should we start just by... Because we'll definitely talk about this a little bit more on the pod, but I just want to ask you a little bit about how you've enjoyed New York thus far.
God. It's been amazing. We've had a ball, haven't we? It's been lots of fun. We've already had such epic experiences that I can't wait to talk about on the podcast, like, I think at length. I don't think I'm ever going to forget your face while we were on the ferry to Staten Island.
Oh my God. That was wild. For those of us who went on the ferry to see Statue of Lib and Ellis Island yesterday. Oh my God. I still can't believe the capacity that was allowed on the ferry.
Lots of people.
Not safe. Don't agree. More ferries. Fewer people, please. Awful. So scary. I really, really, really thought that it was going to tip.
And not only did you think it was going to tip, but you thought that you alone would be the one to stop it by your You were standing, yeah. Legs stabilising the boat with all your strength.
Yeah, I was. I actually had quite a sore core the next day from that. I was bracing.
You were bracing.
As they say, I was. Yeah. I was so scared. I really, really, really thought that was going to be the end of this and we were not going to make it to the half marathon.
And in classic style as well, I wasn't looking after you at that point at all. I was just pissing myself laughing.
Yeah, everybody was. Yeah. Everybody was. I was looking at all of you for reassurance and none was coming. We were just... Honestly, I thought I had sea legs. I really didn't feel it. No, it was very, very scary. Yeah, and I don't think it even was. Like, the weather was kind of fine. It was just really scary for some reason.
Total landlubber.
Yeah.
So, was it... Oh, and of course, like, yesterday, for the uninitiated, yesterday was a bit sort of shit for me as well because I was feeling really poorly. So I woke up yesterday morning after the flight the day before... Just feeling really sick. I felt as though I had the worst hangover.
Yeah, so. that was what it's all your symptoms sounded like, I will say.
Yeah, but we'd gone out the night before and we'd had, me and you, we'd had one sort of largish beer.
We had, I would refer to it as a pint.
I don't think it was a pint. I think it was more like 3/4 of a pint. It was like a pint.
Really?
Half.
I thought that was a pint.
No, I think it was...
We stumbled across Valhalla's...
In Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. A literally a sort of Viking pub that was amazing.
Yeah.
Ice hockey on the telly, which I loved.
That
felt
was good.
Very American. Had to tip him probably more than the price of the pint, which because, also felt very American.
Yeah, I was nervous, and so I was like, oh, here you go, $20.
Yeah. My firstborn child. It was a bit like that. But then we came and met you guys in the bar in the hotel, and we had one more drink.
I had one bottle of beer after that.
Yeah, it was pretty chilled.
It was quite tame. Honestly,
but
that was it, and I'd eaten so much food. But then I think it was the
I think the
was
danger was we thought we'd try Chipotle for the first time.
Yeah.
And we
had four mouthfuls and both of us were going, this is amazing. This is the best thing we have ever eaten in our lives. And then
so quickly,
on our fifth mouthful,
crashing down.
She pulled a whitey, I pulled a whitey. We're like, we just need to go home.
Yeah.
Just need to go home.
We weren't feeling great. I think I kind of had mine as we got back to the hotel and you had yours in the morning. But Esther still managed to join all of us on a 5K shakeout run, which I was very impressed by, that you did have to have a lie down and you did look peaky. She didn't join us for breakfast.
I did not. But then you came up with an apple for me, which I hadn't even said.
No, it
was a joyful thing.
I did. I brought her an apple up. We were all concerned about you while we were having our breakfast.
But then I think when we went all out as a group and then we went and found that incredible coffee bar, which... me and Uli have been back to, and we got the best coffee in the world, plus the best cake for me in the world.
Yeah, courgette cake, which I know.
I mean, it was amazing. I just had another.
She was like, guess what? I've just found the best cake in the world. And I went, okay.
It was lovely. In New York, they know how to put, like, spices in
courgettes and cake.
It's not so much the courgette, it's the spice. It's like, it's not like in the UK, it's like,
pinch of nutmeg.
And you don't want a pinch of nutmeg. Do you want shed loads of cinnamon and sugar? And anyway, they put loads of it and it's just lush. So I had the best cake. And suddenly rallied.
Yeah, you did rally. The cake sorted you out.
I did.
Then obviously we had our death-defying experience. Made it back alive. Made it back for Josie's talk. There was a genuine hairy moment where we were like, oh, imagine if we missed this and we literally were the ones who begged for this and asked Josie to organise it. And imagine if we don't turn up because we're stuck on Ellis Island.
Yeah.
But like the 98% of immigrants that we discovered,
yes,
we made it off the island and onto the mainland.
Yeah.
And then the wonderful Dr. Josephine Perry gave us a fantastic talk, which was amazing. And if you joined us in Paris, then obviously we had a very similar thing and it was life affirming and everything that we needed to hear. Similar vibes
last night.
I would say.
Fewer tears.
No tears.
No tears, I don't think.
We need to work on that, don't we? Yeah, for sure. But it was absolutely, and not only was it brilliant in the moment, it had practical uses today, which was the point of it. But
multiple of us have already talked about that. Yeah, that there were times that the toolbox came out just this morning.
I was colour breathing at 4 a.m. this morning. Just want to say that. So we found that all absolutely brilliant. So then we all went and just dashed off a half marathon this morning.
Yeah, a casual half this morning. Should we talk about that a little bit first? I honestly have not really spoken to you about your experience at all. Full disclosure, when we got back, we put our pyjamas on, sat in bed, hoffed a bagel and watched Sex and the City for 2 hours. And then we were like, oh, fuck, we need to go and do a podcast. We've not really done
it. Great.
So tell me. We were kind of non-verbal.
We were.
How was it for you?
I bloody loved it.
Nice.
I thought it was so good. I was not expecting to be quite so good. And I don't know what... Well, I guess because I'd done that thing of doing a little bit too much research and I'd been bringing up the elevation profile and showing it to Holly and scaring the shit out of us.
Yeah, we all shut
ourselves
the night before. It was
like, oh my God, really up and down and we're up and down and Harlem Hill and all this. I was worried about the weather, I was worried about the stuff I was wearing, I was worried about being too cold and too hot and not eating enough and all these stuff. But it was needless. I needn't have worried at all because what they think is a hill, you're all laughing. It did feel like a hill in the moment, but it's not like... we weren't climbing up. We didn't need running poles.
It wasn't a crampon situation.
It wasn't. No. So, and also, I think the joy of it, the reason why I loved it so much, was that with all the ups, there were all the downs. And the way that you could, struggle to get to the top, but then you got everything back on the down. I absolutely loved it. And I did end up, for me... pegging it a bit on the downs because I was enjoying it so much, particularly second time round.
Yeah.
And I just thought I've never had that in a half before. I've usually run purposefully, really quite flat halves because I thought that they'd be somehow easier. I don't think they are.
Yeah, I kind of inclined to agree. I mean, I have absolutely no idea what my finishing time was, but I suspect my finishing time wouldn't be quite so inclined to agree. But my general feeling about the race, I absolutely loved it. I think we were just saying happiest half is probably awarded.
How's yours?
Mine was, but it sounds like quite a similar experience. I didn't peg it at any point.
I don't think I would go so far as to say that. But I guess I'm
used to living up a horrible hill. And so my horrible hill, I never see the down of. But I do completely agree. It was really nice psychologically because every time there was a bit of an incline, you could kind of go, okay, just a little bit longer. And then I know that I'm going to have the respite of a bit of downhill to kind of recover a little bit again. I loved the atmosphere. It was amazing. I've never run a race that's all women. And we were just saying it was just incredible. Like, all of the signs were geared towards women. All of the cheering was geared towards women. It was just so amazing to see so many women doing something all together. And I just felt the support. Maybe this is partly a woman thing. Maybe this is partly an American thing. That there was so much. People were like, there was a man who was like, I love every single one of you when we went past him. And I was like, I needed to hear that from him. It was just amazing. We really encountered some gems along the way.
Yeah, we did.
I really, really loved it. I think I did have a few moments towards the end. Absolute classic pattern. What we were discussing beforehand at the start line, where we were like, okay, miles sort of 1 to 3, you're just like, what the hell is going on? I don't know, how am I supposed to do this? Slightly running on fumes, just going, what's happening? Then the sweet spot for a little bit. Then sort of 7 and 8 is like, I've already gone quite far and things are starting to feel quite difficult and I've got quite a long way to go. And that's a little bit of that's panic attack central.
Mile 7. Horrible.
Yeah.
Definitely.
When we hit 8, that was for me, I was like, that couldn't have come soon enough. I really felt, I was so confused about
the space-time continuum of like how come it takes 2 minutes to get to some mile markers and 45 years to get to some others. Confusing.
Sure, sure.
I definitely felt like the eight was one that we were really gunning
for. And did you find also as you were running around that you know that it's got like 20 kilometer speed limit or 20 mile per hour steam. I kept on seeing that and going, oh my God, it's 20K. It's like,
it's 20 mile per hour speed limit. Yeah. It crossed my mind that I was like, do you think that there are people who run, I guess not half marathons that fast? Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, as in 20 miles per hour.
I was like, imagine if there was anyone who was like, oh shit.
Better slow down.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite funny.
Also, there were loads of roadwork signs that were like, slow down all the time, which is a bit weird. But I was going to say the last chapter, as always for me, was a little bit tough. Mm. And I ran with the wonderful Ulrika the whole way. We ran together from the start to the finish, and I did turn to you at one point and I was like, danger zone, I'm in the danger zone, I really don't think that I can do it anymore. Why? Always happens. We've done it before.
At what mile were you doing that?
That was at mile 12, I think, wasn't it? It was 11? Yeah, 11 to 12, which I think maybe that was more, even though there wasn't long to go, it was more of a psychological thing that I was like, this is where I've really struggled in races before, so it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I was kind of fortune telling that into being. But do you know what? I'm going to suck up to Josie now, because this was exactly when this came into play. We were like, okay, let's do a little bit of the senses ladder, where we went from five things that we could see, four things that we could touch, and I think we honestly didn't even make it onto the things we could smell, because which is probably a good thing, judging by the state of the Portaloos, probably a good thing.
Overwhelming smells of piss.
It didn't take long before, we didn't even get all the way through the game before we were like, there's a 30 mile 13 marker, way! And then we were away, but I was very grateful to Ulrika. It was really, really lovely to have somebody that in my hour of need I could call upon.
And I was going to ask you, because I had a couple of moments, is there anything specifically that you remember as you were running around? Like, this is a very much a leading question, because can you remember any kind of funny banners or funny things that people said other than the guy that loves you all?
Yeah, the guy who loved us all. Anything funny that people said or signs? I saw a lot of Taylor Swift related signs today. Lots of Taylor signs.
I think it's because I'm not a Swiftie that I didn't.
Maybe they were hidden meanings, Easter eggs. Yeah. There was, it's not that funny or interesting, but the one that I can remember, because psychologically I must have been in a place that was, you are running faster than the queue for Eras Tour tickets or something. That was what one of the Taylor Swift ones was.
Yeah, I missed that.
I saw a lot of Rats Don't Run This City, You Do. Did you see them?
No, didn't see those either.
I saw like five of those. Yeah, lots of rat-related content. I was running with Marta at the very beginning and somebody had... Oh, this is a lot of work for a free banana. And you were like, you called out like... good one, or something. You were like, yes, it is. Which was really funny. We were laughing for ages. We were also slight sticklers for the truth in that one, where we were like, well, you don't get a free banana. I think you get an apple.
It's an apple.
We're in the Big Apple. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's a really dull answer.
Well, no, but
can you remember anything funny?
Well, it was a leading question. I think, firstly, I think I have to call out the supporters, because they were all really lovely, but I want, when there's ever a hilly half marathon again, I want someone to be standing near the top or at the top saying, this is near the top or at the top.
Now they couldn't be asked to walk up
to the
top.
And they didn't. No. They were just like, yeah, go. And it's like, where? For how long?
Yeah.
There was a woman who was very, very loud telling me that it was almost a mile to go or just a mile to go or something. And I was like, no. Like, it's...
like it's a kilometer. Like she got it severely wrong, and it was like, yes, you're not helping.
I noticed her as well, and I also found that very depressing because we passed mile 12 a little while ago, and as you know, I was doing my classic game of I'd obviously been going less than a mile since the moment that we passed 12. And then she turned up and was like, 1 mile to go, and I was like, absolutely not, darling. We passed that a long time ago in my brain.
Didn't like that.
Yeah.
And I also I complained about this when I finished to the assembled, but I, as on mile two, there was a guy standing there going, oh my God, I've just seen these women, they're walking, and it's mile two. It was a bloke calling it out. And I wanted to go back and hit him. Yeah. I didn't, but I should have done. Not that I condone violence, but yeah, what an arsehole. And I thought a bloke doing that in watching women run as well, fuck you.
Yeah.
He was just standing there. He wasn't doing anything. He was just watching us all doing our effort. And they were there were loads of women walking, clearly strategically. And it was like, you just don't know about running. There was another guy as well who I now can't remember what he said, but there was a guy sort of shouting stuff, and sometimes they were motivational and sometimes they were slightly less motivational.
Yeah, there was a guy towards the end who was like, run faster to everyone, and I was like, this is the pace. Join or don't. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's one pace that's happening this race.
Sexy pace.
Yeah, sexy pace. Baywatch pace, we actually described it as earlier. Yeah, slow-mo. Yeah.
So I guess, like, you know, what we really want to do is ask you guys as well if anyone would be happy enough to talk about their biggest joy or biggest challenge from the day. Would anyone care to share?
Oh, yeah.
And if you do, then I'm going to come round.
To come round. I'm just going to say, no one can hear.
With my roving mic. Yes, you can.
Yes, go and pick your roving mic. I'll hold the fort.
Okay.
Yeah, not moving
okay,
for some time.
I'm going to get you to introduce yourself and say who you are.
Hi, my name's Liz.
It's Liz.
Thank you. So I think my biggest joy today was when the elite women were kind of running past us. It was so powerful to see everybody clapping for them. Yeah. And I don't think I've ever seen that in a race before. You know, it was all around supporting the women. And it was, it was really cool.
Oh,
enjoyed
great.
That.
Elite women, and that
you have to do the fill
amazing.
Here, because otherwise I can't talk.
I'll be the fill to your colleague. That was amazing. I loved seeing the elite women go past. And again, maybe this is a slight woman thing, not to be too much of a misandrist about it. Mm. But I think that quite often, maybe in races before, when you get, if you're doing a loop thing, and if you get lapped by an elite person, you end up feeling a bit like, oh. And not that I would ever be like, oh, I was hoping to beat Mo Farah this morning or whatever, but I guess at least you're kind of like, you know, you have a bit of a thing where you're kind of it feels a little bit disheartening, whereas I just felt like gone when the girls ran past us, the women. But I felt really proud of them, and I just thought, yeah, it really spurred me on as well. That was the first time we were going at Harlem Hill that we saw them.
It was on a hill. Yeah.
It was on Harlem Hill that they passed us, so it was so inspiring watching them go.
Which one was Harlem Hill? Was it the second one?
Harlem Hill was the one that sucked.
Sort of mile two and mile nine or something like that.
I think it was a bit further on. It was mile four maybe, and
four and nine.
Yeah, four and nine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It did keep on going on and on.
It kept going on and on. Though I will say, top tip for anybody listening, and I don't know whether you guys are going to agree with this. Get somebody to tell you that it's really awful beforehand, because all the New Yorkers and everybody who had, like, you know, walked around Central Park and knew the area was like, Harlem Hill is the worst. It sucks. Oh, you're going to hate it. Mm. And actually, I felt like, sorry, that wasn't meant to be mean for any American listeners, but that was meant to be good, but it wasn't. But I then ended up feeling like, oh, this is okay. Like, we kind of got to the top and were like, oh, people kept saying it's going to go on and on and on and on, and you're really going to need to sort of keep the faith that it... And I think, I mean, maybe we were just going at a very leisurely pace, but I felt like it was okay. It had a nice bit of downhill afterwards, so you always had, like, a bit of a sense of momentum going on, which felt felt
it
nice.
It was lush. It was absolutely mm-hmm. lush. Were there any other joyful or challenging moments? Or the other third question I'm going to chuck in there.
Oh, Marta.
Marta. I'm going over to Marta before I put the third question. Oh, it's
have
different.
A
I'll test you in a minute. Marta, I'm going to pass you my little mic.
Yes, this is super exciting. Dreams do come true.
Oh!
So I'm Marta, the suck up of the group. and it was my first half marathon. So
yes!
Which was actually.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It would be great because I knew I would get a PB no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's that or just because, like you said, the atmosphere was so great, but I was just smiling the whole way because my husband actually came on this trip and he took some pictures when I was running past, and I always have this huge grin on my face, so my cheeks are hurting as much as my legs actually.
Oh, that's so nice.
And the only thing I did find hard was I needed to go to the bathroom like from the start. But there were the lines were so long, so actually around 5K, so what is that, 3 miles? Yeah, 3 miles. I just dug behind a tree and I did my business there, sorry, Central Park. So, and it's funny because a woman joined me, she looked at me like, good idea. She dropped down next to me. So, and the last few kilometers really hurt.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, okay, I still have something left in the tank, so I can now speed up. But then, whew, that hurt a lot. But yeah, I loved it.
You
I loved
did it. It. And you got a PB.
Yes,
you got a PB. Oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of all of us. Like, I really feel, but yeah, very happy that that was your first half marathon, because that was a corker.
The next few races are not going to be able to measure up to this, so I'm a bit scared for the next one. It's not going to, yeah.
We all felt that a little bit, I think. Yeah. We were like, oh, how are we going to, what next? Because that was pretty amazing, and it's going to take something quite big to get excited about now after that one.
Maybe we should ask the people that have done a lot of half marathons.
Care to comment?
Yeah. And what should we do next to top it, do you think? I'm coming over here.
Sorry, I said I'd ask the questions and I'm just sitting here.
You are. Yeah.
Hang on, here. What should we do next?
Anyone you fancy. It doesn't have to be epic like this one is. Just somewhere you think, oh, I'd like to visit there, even if it's in the UK, and just do it.
Wise
no,
words.
Not boring.
No,
not
wise
boring.
Words.
I think there is a bit of that, isn't there, of just going for it, because I think that's why I enjoyed it so much today, because we kept saying that we hadn't really had time to get nervous about it, because there have been so many steps of get to New York, and then once we're there, you're tired, and working out the time difference, and getting some food, and doing some tourism, and there had been and obviously meeting all of you guys, and like there were so many steps to everything that I think we were sort of thinking about, that actually by the time we got to the start line this morning, it was like, oh shit, we've got to run a thing. Because it kind of, like, it was kind of ended up taking a little bit of the pressure and stress out of it.
Yeah, wrapping it up in a holiday is just...
I mean, highly recommend, yeah.
100%.
I was going to ask really quickly if anybody else used the... Obviously, I know that Ulrika did because we did it together. But did anybody else use any of the stuff that we talked about last night? And I guess that kind of nicely leads us on to some of those bits.
Hang on. Let me come round.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
Hi, I'm Lorraine. I used the colour breathing.
Yes.
As we came up, so because it was a loop, as we came up around mile 5 to 7, as a slower runner, all the faster runners were coming up, so the course got very crowded. There was a lot of spectators. It was very loud. And I started to get overwhelmed with just the volume of people. And I was very tempted to just walk straight off the course and be like, not finishing this.
Mm.
And then I thought, I've never DNF'd, I'm not starting in New York. And I remembered Josie's colour breathing, and I started breathing in blue and breathing out green, because that's what she told us to do. I didn't have the capacity to think of new colours. And it got me through those 2 miles. And as soon as I was out and the crowds got quiet again, everything was fine.
Amazing. Amazing, Lorraine. Yeah, yeah. You were brilliant as well, because I have to admit, we were tracking you like stalkers at the end of the app. We didn't even realise there was an app, but the wonderful James from Sports Tours pointed out to us, and then, yeah, it turned out there was an app the whole time that we could have been sending to our friends and family to track us, but I didn't realise. Completely forgot to do that, but yeah, that's a great way to use it. Yeah.
And I was going to throw, because I only use it to try and get to sleep, so I didn't think about it in the moment when you're really sort of panicky or anxious or something.
Oh, it was both of those things, the colour breathing and the senses thing,
yeah,
was so good, because I'm similar. I only ever use them going to sleep as well, and I can never taste or smell anything when I'm going to sleep. And it was much, I can now understand why people do it, because it was in a much more easy setting to actually identify various things that were going on. Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to chuck in there, because feel free to say whatever you like, but the thing I was going to chuck in there was I was going to see if anyone, I was going to ask Collie first, had written anything on their gel packets or their nutrition or something. Oh, you did. I wanted to know what you wrote on. I do know, actually. I'm pretending
you
like
do. I showed you mine last night.
They were amazing.
Yeah, I had a couple of friends. These were my bits. This was another thing that we chatted about with Josie last night. So we did this in Paris too. And I'm really going to do this more, because it was a great thing. I think any race I do in the future, I'm going to try and remember to do this. But we asked our friends and family. And I actually also just trawled through some messages from people from before I arrived. I realized that I'd already had lovely messages from people. And wrote down things that they'd want to say to us in a tough bit of the race, and put them on our gels. So I had, one of them that really helped me actually was my friend Lex, friend of the pod. Not really, she's not been on it, but general friend
she's
of the pod.
Friend, so she's a friend. She's a
friend. Friend of someone who on the pod. She recently ran the Bath Half, and she did really, really well, but she did find the last few miles really tough. And I took that gel at about 8.5 miles, which was when she was starting to come into her bit that she found it really tough. And I was like, don't let Lex down. She did it. You can do it as well. And that really helped, because I was like, okay, yeah, I know that she found it tough too. It's normal. It's normal that it's tough. It's like, it will be fine. She finished it. We went to the pub afterwards. Life goes on, and it will be fine. So that was really helpful. I had one about my dad, because I feel like this is running is one of the only things that I do that he gets, because I think lots of the time we have quite similar interests, but I think running is something that I think he does really understand, and he's done half marathons before, and so I think he knows how tough it is, and he can appreciate that, and he can kind of his praise always feels really lovely, because I know that he understands what it's like. So I just had that he gets it, and that he's really, really proud.
Oh, that's nice.
And then the other one was, Doug will think it's really hot if you finish.
And did he?
Yeah, I think so, actually. He was like, well done, I'm really proud of you. He was really hungover. So.
Yeah, okay.
I honestly, despite the time difference, I think he was asleep for pretty much the whole time that we were all running. Yeah. So.
Okay, right.
Those were a couple of mine. Yeah.
So did anyone have anything on their gels that they wouldn't mind sharing with their group?
Do you want to tell us as well, Esther?
I didn't actually write anything on mine.
Oh, didn't you?
Isn't that awful? I didn't because I sort of purposefully didn't because I kind of didn't want to be drawn back to... I wanted to be in the moment and I wanted to kind of... I wanted to enjoy Central Park, and I knew it was just one of those things. My biggest goal about today was I wanted to enjoy it. And in a way, that meant not focusing on things that were external to Central Park, which was family mostly, or, you know, friends or whatever. And I felt like I didn't need the motivation. I just needed to focus on the goal, which was to enjoy it. And I have to say that I enjoyed this. Like, up until now, my happiest half was the New Forest one, which I've banged on about at length. And this, I think, has topped it. I absolutely loved it, mostly because of the hills and the trees. There was some incredible blossom. Did you notice?
Blossom was beautiful. I think we were really lucky with the time of year as well that we did it in. Yes, bluebells. There were so many bluebells. That was beautiful. I heard some things going on about counting squirrels somewhere in there. There was loads going on, and it was really lovely.
Doing something in the centre of New York, which actually feels really rural, I think is just. I think it was a real.
It was awesome.
A real blessing. Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was lush, but yes, gels. Any other gels? Not mine. Did anyone have any messages on
the gels? Pressure if people don't want to share.
Or if anyone had any joys or challenges that they want to share, I don't mind if that.
I wrote the Dopey Ship, some jokes about it last night. Oh. So it made me laugh.
Amazing.
So Lorraine wrote Don't Be Shit because we talked about it last, and it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean was that your mantra kind of thing?
No, the mantra was
I need to be round there with a mic.
Go to roaming the water on her way. As you know,
we don't swear.
It's fine.
Do we?
So I always have DFL over DNF, which is dead fucking last over did not finish.
Oh my God, I love that.
We like that. We like that very much.
That's amazing. I love that. Sorry, I'm very emotional.
But I don't think it was.
No.
No.
No, you absolutely, I mean, not that it matters, but you definitely weren't. It was a real, that was the other thing that I really loved about this today was I felt that there were a huge amount of variation in ability, which was really, really nice because I think.
Oh, you had that moment when
I did have a little bit of a moment when I first turned up. Again, not that it matters because it's about you and your own race, but I did think, oh my goodness, everybody looks very, very athletic. Like everybody's in tiny, tiny little pants, almost, you know, when they're almost just wearing pants. In fact, I think we literally did run past someone who was wearing pants. and I think we were like, Ulrika was like, that's body positivity. Yeah. We were like, that's pretty amazing. But there were a lot of people who had that look where it was like, quite expensive, quite sort of elite-looking clothes on. And I was like, oh, God, here we are all in our sort of funky coloured leggings or whatever. And I was like, is this going to be really, really intense and everybody's going to be super, super, super speedy? And, I mean, definitely, I'm sure, like, the elite women who ran past us were doing amazingly.
Yeah.
I really did feel like when we were leaving Central Park, there were still people who were running, and we were leaving at the same time as you, Lorraine, so yeah, definitely not DFL, not that it would matter. There were still people running around the course, and there was still support going on.
Yeah.
Most of those people at that point were walking or running really, really slowly, and I didn't hear any run fasters for them. Everybody was being really, really lovely and supportive, and it was really nice. And yeah, I felt all the way through, like, age-wise, like, it just seemed like everybody was really different from each other, and it was really nice to run with such a diverse group of people.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And that's one of the nicest things about races like that, isn't it? Because I end up completely just watching everyone else. And, like, sometimes you focus on the backs of people or whatever if they're sort of basically pacing you. But I am checking out all the kit. I love it. There were people running in some really exotic-looking bras. Loved that, but I was told, I don't think that looks really supportive. There was quite a few where you're just going to...
Yeah.
You need to worry about your
I know. There were some hot looks today, weren't there? Lots of people looked amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, there was a golden onesie. Someone in a full sort of unitard.
It looked hot, but also hot.
Yeah. So. It did look like there would be some condensation on the inside.
Yeah, maybe harder to take off. Yeah.
It did look a bit sticky in there.
Not a breathable fabric.
Yeah. We did also, not to objectify, but we did also have quite a lot of men who were wearing very little clothing running past us as well. Mm-hmm. Which was also a bit like, bloody hell, what's going on?
That was quite weird, wasn't it? There were times when obviously we're in Central Park and there are a load of runners of all genders running everywhere. But I did find it weird, the choices that some of the men were making, to be running alongside us in the same direction. It did feel a bit, you know, you could go the
It felt way. A bit, when's International Men's Day?
Yes!
I do think so. There was a lot of sort of,
But what about the men?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, I do definitely hear you. I guess it must be weird if you're used to doing your Sunday morning run in Central Park, and then suddenly you're like, what the hell's going on? Because there's thousands. We couldn't work out how many of us there were, but thousands.
9,000.
If suddenly 9,000 people in almost most of them in identical t-shirts are suddenly running your route, it must be a bit like, oh God, what's happening? But
I don't feel sorry for them. You sound like you feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry.
Sorry.
For them. I feel like it was a political statement.
I feel sorry for everybody. Maybe it was.
I just thought, you know, bugger off. Central Park is huge, you know. Just go in the other direction or use a different path or something.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a kind of, I'm going to go faster than you on the same direction. It's like, oh my
we
God.
Were saying as well, there was a little bit of like potential collision that was witnessed. I think it was really well organized in general, but I've never been in a race before where, because 9,000, we ran the Bath Half when there were maybe like 10 or 12,000, and we were in three different waves. Like you were in different pens based on your speed, and it sort of went further and further back. But actually, the difference in start time was maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
It wasn't very much. Yeah. And it wasn't like they did three separate guns or anything and got people. And that was fine. I quite liked it, but because it meant that I didn't finish 4 hours after any of you guys. But it also did kind of mean that I felt with the elite women, there was a little bit of weaving that felt a little bit scary at a couple of points. Because there was only one point really where they were going, no, you guys on that side, you guys on that side.
Yeah.
But whatever. Why am I whining about it? It was great.
It was great. And I've just remembered something that I heard someone shout that I really liked, and it was a father,
man,
and son, and they were on the top of a hill somewhere shouting out, going, they were just saying, go random strangers! And the little kid was like, go random strangers! And it was very sweet.
That's sweet. That is sweet. Yeah, there's just so much positivity. I feel like people in America are very confident. Something weird just happened. I think people in America are very confident with their praise. I think we get a little bit shy about praise, and I can't really imagine many British people standing on the sidelines and going, I mean, I don't know, they do a little bit, but you don't
it's
go,
not the same,
you've 100% got this, girl boss. Nobody's doing that.
There was a lot of Yas Queens, wasn't
there? Yeah, there was a lot of that energy, and actually, it was really lovely. I loved it.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
I had probably my most British moment in reaction to that when we were standing in the queue for bagels, and there were an American couple in front of me who were ordering bagels, and I was getting slightly anxious because they were taking a bit of time. And it was a queuing system, and you know what we're like about queuing. And at one point, one of them turned around to me and said, oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah.
But this was at the same time that the bagel guy was asking for their order. And so I sort of went, thanks. And I was just going, come on, there's a system here. You need to ask for what your bagel is. So I got all very, and they were still looking at me like,
oh, yes, you know, I was thinking that too. There's so much, if you saw somebody wearing a medal, walking around in the UK, I hope that we would be brave enough to go, well done. But
we don't.
No, I don't think we do. But loads of people were saying congratulations when I walked back in the hotel. I don't know if you guys have the same, that all the people in, on the front desk were like, well done. And then I got in the lift with a woman who had a glorious Southern American accent.
Oh, nice.
And she was like, congratulations, darling. And then she was like, I used to run myself back in the day. And then we had like a whole conversation about it. And I was like, this is amazing. This would never have happened if we were in the...
You sound like a cat on the hot tin roof.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's my my speech and drama lesson.
Speech and drama.
I was going to say, actually, I have to give a big shout out because I know that there were a few US pod squatters who were running today. And we didn't necessarily get a chance to see them because it was all a bit me and Ulrika were joined by Phyllis, who actually also interestingly works for Real Simple, which is the magazine that organized the half. And she is a US pod squatter who joined, and she was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing you. I didn't think I was going to bump into you guys. And it was amazing. And we had a whole chat for a little bit. And then we all hit Harlem Hill and we went back into the pain caves. And Phyllis was like, see you guys, okay. And it was, it was really, really lovely. It was really nice to meet her. She was fab.
And speaking of shout outs, we should do that one there.
I was going to say, the wonderful Jane, who was with us, asked if we could please mention Margaret Ann Williamson, who she informs us will wee her pants if she hears her name.
And there's nothing we like more than to encourage incontinence.
No, that's true. We love it. Is she doing anything coming up recently?
We're both doing the Glasgow 10K.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, I should be recording this.
And doing really
an Edinburgh Half Marathon.
I was going to say, Jane is normally doing every race, but...
Well, it's not a sports tour, it's one, so I'm not...
Okay. good luck. Good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
Amazing.
And well done for smashing your millionth race in the a very short period of time today. huge success all round, really, from the gang, I would say.
It's been an absolutely phenomenal day. It's been so lovely to see you all finish. It's been, to see you all start and to all finish. It's been absolutely incredible. It's been quite emotional.
Want to say, not that anybody needs to feel remotely guilty or sad if they didn't, but I was interested to see if we all hit our goals or kind of got anywhere near our goals that we set ourselves last night. Because again, we, in our chat with Josie, we were sitting around last night and we were all having a long chat about what our goals would be. And mine was to not lose hope on the hills.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. I ran the whole way. We stuck it out, even though the first time round, I was a little bit cocky. And I was like, that was fine. Whatever. And then the second time round, I was like, okay, this is a bit nasty now. But I didn't lose hope on the hill, so that was my goal hit, really. Yeah. And I did my secondary goal, kind of, that we talked a little bit about last night, but I decided not to set myself because it wasn't entirely controllable, was to run the whole way. And I did that, so really, really proud. Apart from once I stopped so that Ulrika could actually put my hat in my bag, because it was...
Doesn't count.
It was... No, yeah, that was for, like, 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And... Then I also stopped to put my gel in the bin.
Also doesn't count. It's environmentalism.
I'm just being honest.
The bins were good.
Murmurs from the crowd from Ulrika just then. Having the amount of gel bins that we had was a really, really good move. It was really clean. It was just really well organised. And the t-shirts are great.
I'm really excited about my t-shirt. And my goal was to try to enjoy it, and I completely enjoyed it. I mean, there were painful bits, don't get me wrong. And I always do have to remind myself, like you did then, I always have to remind myself that the second time round is going to be harder.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, in my head, I always seem to think, I'm kind of down on myself for finding, like, mile 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, finding those ones much, much harder than the first lot. I don't know why that is. And I think allowing myself to remember that those have to be, they are harder. Your heart rate is getting higher, you know, everything is, it's all harder.
And it got warmer, didn't it? Incrementally warmer. So
the warmness was, I think, what made it feel a little bit tougher for me today. But it was it was still fantastic. And yeah, that, all of my goals were similarly around enjoying it. My mantra that I kept saying was, "I get to do this today," because I couldn't quite believe that we were in Central Park. I thought, I'm not having any negativity out of myself for this one. Like, this is such a privilege that I get to do this today. So don't whine. Wine later.
Yes.
Lots of those signs, they really cheered me up. Yeah. Run now, beer later, or whatever. That was great.
Or brunch.
That was great. I will also just quickly shout out Ulrika's one that really made me... I don't know if this was your mantra, but one thing that you said to me at the start that really, really, really helped was nothing that comes... I'm going to say... Thank you. Nothing that is worth having comes easy.
Yes.
And that was really helpful. I kept saying that to myself as in those last couple of miles when I was like, uh-oh, in the pain cave. I was like, well, come on. It was great up until now. And really, if you got that medal and some of it hadn't been a bit tough, would you feel quite so good, you know?
But it's so true. Even the bagel that we got afterwards, we had to queue for a very long time for.
Yeah, nothing. So, that's what they said.
Nothing.
When Socrates said nothing that is worth having.
He was queuing for a smoked salmon bagel. Just like,
Yeah, for sure. But no, it was an utter joy. I was going to say, as you guys know, we now need to go up the Empire State Building again. Because unfortunately, Esther's accidentally booked us tickets for the Empire State Building instead of Summit 1. Yeah,
which we're doing tomorrow, so we're doing lots of high things.
Yeah, we're going to go up the Empire State Building again or waste 2 tickets.
Bearing in mind that neither of us like heights very much.
No.
It's quite strange activities to do, but so we're going to have some fun times. Are you guys going to go off and do some fun things?
Yeah. Pizza is a huge part of what I would like to do for the rest of the time here.
Yes, and also margaritas.
And margaritas have been discussed at length.
Yeah, there's going to be a happy hour somewhere.
Yeah, I certainly think that we are all going to have a drink together at some point soon. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
now. Yeah, everyone looks at James. A very well-deserved one. Amazing stuff, guys. That was so, 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 so cool. I'm so proud of all of us. Thank you to Sports Tours, obvs. And shout out to Marla as well, who ran the half marathon today.
Yeah!
That was amazing. Yeah. You're all the best. This was the best. I can't wait to do the next one.
She's going to cry.
I will. I welled up a lot when we went over the finish line.
Oh!
I know, I always do. I'm just...
Yeah.
A mess.
You are.
Yeah. Unless anybody wants to say anything else.
Thank you for doing
it. Thank you. Oh, no, thank you.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Marcus, yes. Massive shout out to Joe's partner, Marcus, who was supported us this whole weekend, basically.
Lots of photographs.
Came on the shakeout run, stood on the sidelines. Actually, that really gave me a massive boost because obviously everybody who I knew here today was running it. So we didn't, apart from spotting Phyllis, there was nobody else who was surprised. And then, Marcus gave us a massive, he waved all of us on, I think, as we went past, and it was absolutely amazing. So, shout out to everybody.
But thank you, everybody, for running it.
I know. Yes. Massive, massive well done for that.
Yeah.
100th half marathon.
This
absolutely insane. Insane. Yeah. I'm so proud of all of you and of us too as well.
Thank you.
And I said us too.
Sorry.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, you should be proud of yourself.
But cheers, guys.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Next one soon.
Thank you for listening. Come and join us on Patreon. You can get a ton of extra Pod Squad benefits from just £2 a month, including newsletters, live chats, and you can join our exclusive Discord community for friendly chat and support with like-minded women runners. Go to patreon.com/womensrunning to find out more. This podcast was recorded over Zencastr. The producer and composer was David Newman. Please hit like and subscribe. That way you won't miss the next episode. And do please email us at wrpodcast@anthem.co.uk with any questions or running stories, as we'd love to include them in a future podcast. Happy running.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.